I'm desiring your prayers. As always, we're going to talk about making it to heaven, and we're going to talk about being that child of God that he's wanting us to be. And so in order to do that, we've got to be pleasing and honoring unto him. And so we need the Lord's help for that. The title of the message is One Day at a Time. Title of the message is One Day at a Time, and it's going to be talking about patience this morning. First thing I want to mention is this world is a fast-paced world. It's fast-paced. And so what ends up happening is many times we become fast-paced too. We have a mindset kind of like what's called a microwave mentality. We don't want to wait for anything. We want things to be done right now because we're used to it. It's easy for us to get things done in a quick way, much easier than what it was for those that have come before us. And so what can happen is we get sped up. The problem is there is danger in that. If you think about a vehicle, you're driving in a car, the faster you go, the less time you have to react to whatever may happen. If the roads are slick, then your car is harder to stop. But if your vision is impaired in some kind of way, you don't have the time or the ability to react to the things that may happen to you. So they teach you that when visibility is reduced, when weather conditions have changed, they teach you to slow down. Slow down. If you slow down, then you can recognize what's happening, you can react to what's happening, and you can literally save your life and the lives of others just by slowing down. And so one of the things that God is wanting us to do is to realize that all of us have need of patience. All right? We all need patience. Even if we have patience, we need more patience. The Bible says, in your patience, do what? Possess ye your soul. What does it mean to possess something? To own it, to keep it, right? To keep it. If you possess something, it's yours and you have it. And so what the Bible is telling us there in that scripture is in your patience, possess ye your souls. It means literally that through impatience, you can lose your soul. May God help us this morning. And so what the Word of God is telling us in Luke 21 and 19 is that the very matter of our souls can hinge on our ability to be patient. Patient is defined as the ability to wait without becoming annoyed, without becoming frustrated, without becoming upset or angry. It's also defined as being able to wait without complaining. All right. One more thing that I would like to add. This is a definition that I believe is biblical. If a person is patient, they are to remain obedient. Remain obedient while you wait. May God help us this morning. All right, so let's go to Hebrews 10 and 35 and do a little reading there. In your patience, possess ye your souls. And remember that the title of this discourse is One Day at a Time. We're going to talk about that. Somebody have Hebrews 10, verse number 35. I'm going to read down through verse number 37. If you beat me there, go ahead and read it, please.
Cast not away, therefore, your confidence.
All right, don't cast away your confidence.
Which has great recompense of reward.
All right, it's got great recompense of reward.
For ye have need of patience.
You've got need of patience. After ye have done the will of God.
You might receive the promise.
You might receive the promise.
For yet a little while, and he that shall come
will come
and will not
tarry. Amen. Praise God. All right, so we want to get into this. Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 35. If we are impatient, the first thing that will be attacked is our confidence.
Yes.
All right? Impatience, what that does is it is allows the enemy an opportunity to come in and get at our confidence. Pray for us this morning. Confidence is the feeling or belief that someone can rely on someone or something. It's also defined as firm trust. So what ends up happening is the enemy wants to speed us up. All right, because if he can speed us up, what can happen is he can present some other options that are available to us. All right, and because we're not as careful as we should be, the Bible teaches us to be watchful, to be careful, to be prayerful. And when we speed up, we're not as watchful as we need to be. We're not as careful as we need to be. And so we're not as prayerful as we need to be. We're sped up. And so when he presents something to us, many times it becomes appealing to us when it otherwise would not be. You've got to, when the enemy presents something to you, you have to first of all consider, where is this coming from? May God help us this morning. And if I do this thing, not only what will happen in the immediate, but what's going to be the result going forward by the help of the Lord. And so many times when we're in a rush, we'll do things. I'm guilty of this. I'm hungry. I want something to eat. I don't care what I eat. I'm going to eat something. I don't care if it's good for me. If it's bad for me, I'm going to eat it. And then when I eat that thing, what happens afterward? I feel bad about it, don't I? I said, I shouldn't have done that. I should have been prepared. I should have waited. You know, Esau had that problem, didn't he? He had that problem. He sold his very soul, the equivalent of his soul, his birthright, for a bowl of soup. You understand what I'm saying? And so what the enemy wants you to do is he wants you to get so overwhelmed and so worried and so in a rush that when he presents something to you that looks a little bit appealing, you'll take that thing and you'll forget about what's most important. May God help us this morning. So in your patience, possess ye your souls. It says here, cast not away the confidence. Confidence is defined as something that well, you can believe in, something that you can trust, something that you can, it's going to be there for you when needed. You understand? And so what the enemy's trying to do is remove your faith and your trust and your confidence in God. And all the way he's trying to do it is by speeding you up.
Right.
All right? He's trying to speed you up. All right? And so don't let the enemy speed you up this morning. May God help us and be with us this morning. James 1 and 8. What does it say in James 1 and 8? And we read this scripture not too long ago, but I want you to consider what it's trying to teach us this morning. James 1 and 8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Remember, when we get sped up, then we can become what's called double-minded. We have our faith and trust and confidence in God, but we also have our faith and trust and confidence in something else. And so we lose our stability, and then we have our threat. We're at threat for falling. May God help us this morning. We don't want to fall. We don't want to fail. We want to remain faithful unto God by the grace and help of God. May God help us. Unstable is conflicted, ultimately weakening our faith. And this happens when we are overwhelmed. This happens when we are sped up. Hebrews 11 and 6. What does it say? What does it say in Hebrews? Somebody knows that by heart. Somebody say that for us. Anybody know that? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so again, when we lose our faith and confidence in God, then it becomes impossible to please God. You understand? Do you notice that about the scripture? What ends up happening is we start doing things that is displeasing to God. See how this is working? This is the enemy's way. This is how he gets to us sometimes. It seems harmless. Seems like we're just a little impatient. Seems like we're just in a rush. But what's really happening is he's trying to get to your faith. He's trying to get to your confidence. All right, in God. And so by speeding you up and by offering you these other options, and you take this other option that is not what the way that God wants you to go, then you thereby become displeasing to God. May God help us this morning. We don't want to get in such a rush that we allow the devil to do that to us. It says without faith, it's impossible to please God. I need my faith. I need my trust. I need my confidence to be placed firmly where it belongs, and that's in God. Amen. All right? And so he can't speed me up. He can't slow me down. He can't do anything to me that's going to get me to get my faith and trust and confidence away from God by the help of the Lord. All right. And so this is what the enemy's trying to do. He's trying to steal something from us. All right. What's James 4:8 say?
Draw nigh unto God.
Draw nigh unto God. He'll draw nigh unto you.
Cleanse your hands,
ye sinners.
Purify
your heart, ye double-minded. And so again, we're talking about the double-minded thought, person. We get involved in things that we never should be involved in. May God help us to not allow the enemy to have that kind of place in our lives. How can we continue to serve and please God when we get into this downward spiral where the enemy has sped us up, we've become double-minded, we've lost our faith and our confidence in God, and now we're disobeying God, we're displeasing God. How can we continue to please God? We can't. May God help us this morning. We need the Lord to help us to keep our faith and confidence in Him and be willing to wait, to wait patiently, to wait without complaining, to wait obediently, all right? To wait without becoming, and this is hard to do. This is not easy to do. This is a learned thing. This is something that we got to learn. To wait without complaining, to wait without becoming annoyed or upset, without becoming overwhelmed. May God help us. We need the Lord to teach us this thing because babies don't come like that, do they? They want what they want, and they want it right now, right? So that's how we come. And so we need God to teach us to wait, and He can do that for us. May God help us this morning, because remember, the very matter of our soul is involved in this thing. Let's go back to Hebrews 10, and let's read verse number 36, and we'll talk about that for a little bit. I appreciate your time and your attention and your prayers for me. I want to encourage you to don't stop praying for me. It seems unimportant. It seems like it's not a big deal, but it is a big deal. It's a big deal. If we let the enemy cause us to become impatient, the result of that thing can be catastrophic, literally. All right? So Hebrews 10:36, what does it say?
For you have need of patience.
All right? You've got need of patience. After you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. All right, so here it's giving us an understanding on how to go about this thing in terms of being patient, in terms of not becoming overwhelmed, in terms of taking one day at a time. And we'll talk about that whole phrase, that one a day at a time, in a little bit. But stay with me here this morning. It says, you have need of patience. Everybody has need of patience, and that's what we said earlier. But it says here that there's an order in which we need to do things.
Right.
It says, after ye have done what? The will of God. After you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. See, what happens is we think we're being patient because we're waiting. Patience and waiting is not the same thing. You might be waiting because you can't do nothing about what's going on. Sometimes we got to wait. If you get in line, you just got to wait. Ain't nothing you can do about that. You in line. You got to pay for your food. Or you can walk out if you want to. Things won't work out well.
Right?
So waiting and patience is two different things. He says you've got need of patience. That after you've done the will of God. And so that's why I say that patience means that I'm doing God's will and I'm continuing to do God's will while I wait. Because what I can do is while I'm waiting and I'm thinking I'm being patient, I'm doing something of my own will. I'm taking some other idea and some other approach that God is not pleased with. You understand? And so we have to understand that a part of patience is making sure that I'm still in the will of God while I'm waiting. May God help us this morning. It says, after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. And God has many different promises for us. All right? He says he's going to take care of us. He said he won't leave us and he won't forsake us. Many times when we're waiting for something, we can get sped up and we start beginning to think that God is not going to be faithful to us. He doesn't see our condition. He doesn't see what we're going through. And so then the enemy starts presenting things in that way too. But may God help us. God said he won't leave us and he won't forsake us. He said he give power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. He says he won't test us above that which we're able. He said with the temptation. So first he's not going to overtest us. He's not going to put us in something that we can't handle anyway. And then he's going to give us a way to bear it in the temptation. All right, in the trial, all right? And so we can be encouraged to know that God is going to help us. He's going to be with us. Somebody get song number 108 in verse number 1. And this is to back what we just read in verse number 36. What does it say in song number 108, verse number 1?
Though I walk in ways unknown.
All right, so I don't know where I'm at. I don't know where I'm going. Things don't seem to be going right. Go ahead. I'm never left alone. He's going to be with me.
For the Lord will not forsake me.
The Lord will not forsake me while what?
I do his will.
All right?
But whatever may be tied,
he is walking by my side. And by this I know he loves me still. The song is entitled, He is With Me Still. All right. God hadn't left you. God hadn't forgot about you. God still loves you. Long as you stay in his will, he's going to be with you. What can hinder you in the way is you've gone away from God's will. And then now you're blaming on God something that doesn't belong to God. If I've done something in and of my own self, if I become disobedient to his word, to his will and his way, because I got impatient in some kind of way, then God is not obligated to take care of me. All right? And so maybe it's that you went away from God, and so you're waiting on God, but you went away from God. You need to go back to God, do his will, and then receive the promise.
Yes.
May God help us this morning. I'm not talking to you in terms of y'all. I'm talking to you in terms of y'all. I'm in that y'all. You understand what I'm saying? I'm in that. And I've done that before. God, I got tired of waiting, and so I come up with this good idea, and it seems like it's going to work, and what I end up in worse trouble than what I was in the first place. So what I have to do, I got to go back, repent for disobeying the Lord. I'm telling you in real time what really happened, and I'm talking about myself because I can't talk about you. All right? This happened when I got impatient, when I disobeyed the Lord, when I did something in and of my own self, I ended up in worse condition. And the worst part about it is I got to go back, make it right with the Lord, and then do what he told me to do in the first place. May God help us this morning. So all because of impatience, all because of I let my confidence and my faith and my trust be affected by the time that was being spent. Sometimes things don't, you know, if God were to do things immediately for us all the time, none of us would have no strength. We'd all be babies.
Yes.
We'd be a bunch of, that's the way it would be. Right? Because you gain things through waiting. You gain things through you. The Bible says he increases strength because we're waiting. I'll read that scripture a little later on. But I want us to understand that God has to allow us to go through some things. He has to allow us to suffer a little bit. He has to allow us to go through a time and a season. It's not going to be forever, but you have to understand he has to allow that. Because if he doesn't, how would we ever get any strength? We can't get any strength. If God give it, and when we first got saved, seemed like that we asked something for the Lord, he give it to us right away, didn't he? He did. Ain't that way no more, is it? And that's all right. We still love him. We still, how would God know that we truly love him if every time we ask for something, we got it immediately? How will we ever gain any strength in the Lord? How will we have any faith, any confidence in him? If immediately, listen, I'd like it that way too, but it don't work that way. We're going to have to prove our love sincere.
Yes.
By thy blessed word obeying, Lord, we prove our love sincere.
Yes.
All right? Think about relationships. Sometimes our relationships, I think about husbands and wives. I think about parents and children. You know, one of the ways that you know that your parents love you is not that you always obey. Did I always obey? I don't think so. I'll check into that, get back with you. Didn't always obey, did I? But my parents, my mother loved me. My father loved me, and so they were patient and they waited on the Lord to deal and work with me. If the minute my wife don't do something I don't want her to do, I take my ball and go home, so to speak, we won't have much, will we?
No.
How much sense does it make that me being an imperfect person, I'm upset at them for being imperfect?
Right.
That don't make no sense. She's waiting on you while you waiting on her.
Amen.
Y'all waiting on each other to get better by the help of the Lord. Now, that's love in that, isn't it?
Praise God.
It takes love to do that.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. May God help us this morning.
Yeah.
And so this is how we make heaven. We prove our love sincere because God waited on us. And then sometimes he allows us to wait on him.
Yes.
And prove that we love him. We continue to obey him. We don't get mad at him. We don't get upset at him. We don't take our ball and go home. We keep on going on for the Lord. And it says in verse number 37 of Hebrews 10, yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. So he's coming.
Yes.
He's coming. We're going to receive the promise if we'll be faithful unto the Lord. All right. The Lord will not forsake me while I do his will. Somebody go to Psalms 27 and 14. I want us to understand that waiting and patience are not the same thing. Patience is a learned behavior. All right. It's something that's learned. You're not born that way. You might be more patient than somebody else, but somebody else is more patient than you as well. Somebody go to Proverbs 27 and 14 and read that for us. Psalms. I should probably read what I wrote and say that.
27 and 14. Wait on the Lord.
All right.
Be of good courage.
All right.
He shall strengthen my heart.
All right.
Wait, I say, on the Lord.
All right. So Psalms 27, 14 says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Remember I told you that there's strength gained by waiting, waiting on the Lord, all right, learning that patience. The strength comes from being able to go through and say, Lord, I still believe that you are going to help me. I still believe that you're still on your throne. You love me still. You haven't forsaken me. And so, Lord, I'm asking you to help me to be patient. I'm going to be patient until you do something about this situation. I'm telling you, if you are a child of God, and even if you're not, there's going to be something that you're going to have to come up against, that you're going to have some patience in concerning and regarding that. And what God does by his grace and help and mercy, he said he doesn't tempt us or test us above that which we are able. And so what he does is he gives you lesser trials, lesser difficulties, because he's wanting to build you up to when you get to that place where you're going to need more patience, you're going to need more love, you're going to need more grace, you're going to need whatever it is that you need, that you're not going to throw in the towel and do something different. Right? And so what I want to encourage you this morning to do is, in your little trials, in your smaller trials, in your little tests, by the help of the Lord, ask the Lord to help you to be faithful in those.
Yes.
Just take whatever God gives you, whatever he got on your plate, be faithful in those. All right? And when you're able to be faithful in those, you're going to build, like it says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. All right? So waiting gives us ability to get strong in the Lord. And we need that strength because we're going to go through something. We're going to have to battle something. We're going to have to be proving that we love the Lord. And so God wants us to get to that point. So he's going to send lesser trials in order to build us up and strengthen us up. He's not trying to harm us. He's not trying to do us wrong. He's wanting us to be strong in him and get the blessings that he has for us. And so I want us to understand that this is a learned behavior, and God will help you to do it by the grace and help of God. All right, I want to talk about this. There's a song. When the Lord gave me this message, it's entitled One Day at a Time. And it's not in our blue books. I wish that it was. But I'm only going to talk about the chorus. And I want you to understand that this is for, again, our encouragement. I appreciate your time and your attention. Just pray for me. I can get through this in a timely manner. All right. The Lord told me this. He said, nobody gets 2 days at a time. Right. Nobody gets 2 days at a time. All you get is 1 day at a time. And another thing he told me, he said, you only get 1 moment at a time. And so what we need to do by the help of the Lord is to win the day, and if you have to, win the moment.
Right.
All right?
Yes.
Win the moment, right? And so we do this by staying close to the Lord and keeping our hand is in his hand.
Yes.
If your hand is in God's hand, then God is with you. You know that. I want you to understand that your hand being in God's hand is not for him as much as it is for you. You need to know that God is with you. You need to know that he's right there close by you. And you need to know that you can rely upon him. The Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And so he's always there, always trying to be in our lives. But we've got to reach that hand out and say, yes, Lord, I want to live for you. Yes, Lord, I want you to help me in my life. Yes, Lord, will you do this for me? This is something that we have to do. All right? And so God's not going to give us more than we can bear. He's not going to give us 2 moments or 2 days at once. And so let's go to 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. There's something that I want us to pull out of that. May God help us along the way this morning. What does 1 Corinthians 10, 13 say?
There has no temptation taken you.
All right.
But such as is common to men.
So we refer to this earlier. Go ahead.
But God is faithful.
All right.
Will not suffer you to be tempted above the need or
able. Yes.
But will with the temptation.
Yes.
Also make a way to escape.
All right.
May be able to bear.
All right. So again, God's going to tempt us at our level of ability, but we've got to keep our hand in his hand if we're going to be successful. My trials, I'm encouraged by this. This is what the Lord told me. My trials are tailor-made for me. They're tailor-made for me. You know, like a suit is tailor-made for a person. If I take this suit off and I put it on somebody else, it's not going to work. And the same way, God, our trials that he gives us, our tests, they're made for me personally. All right? And he wants us to keep our hands in his hands. And when we begin to suffer, many times is when we do this. And I want you to pay attention to this if you don't get anything else out of the lesson this morning. What we can do is we can take yesterday's trials and tests and bring them on into today. Well, then we got today's stuff we got to deal with. And then we won't stop there. We'll go all the way into tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. If you let him, he'll do you like that. If you let him, he'll do you like that. And so now you're carrying all this baggage, all this burden behind you, on you, in front of you, and it's no wonder you feel like you can't move because you're burdened and you're weighted down with things that God never intended for you to have.
Yes.
Leave yesterday's trial in yesterday.
Yes.
Deal with today's trial today and don't worry about tomorrow. You're not guaranteed to make it to tomorrow, no way. Amen. We don't think that way, but that's the reality. Somebody didn't make it to tomorrow today, did they? The statistic says that about 161,000 people didn't make it to today. That's the statistics. Every day, 161,000 people enter into eternity. Don't take my word for it. You look it up and see. You understand?
Yeah.
And so I can't worry about tomorrow. I'm not guaranteed to make it to tomorrow. I got to worry about today. And so what God does is he gives us what we need in terms of for today. And so sometimes when we take on yesterday's problems and tomorrow's problems, we don't have enough because he didn't give us all that for that. He gave us what we needed for today. You see?
Yes.
May God help us. May God help us. So one day at a time means that Lord, help me to understand that what you're giving me is for today and right now. Somebody go to Matthew 6 and 34. Read that for us. This is a familiar scripture, but we have to be reminded. And sometimes scriptures, believe it or not, you can look at them in different ways and get different things out of them. It says here, take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow, pay attention to this. Take no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. In other words, if you get there, you can think about that then. All right? And then what does it say at the last portion of that scripture?
Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof.
All right? Y'all get what that means? Yeah. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. The problems that you're going to have to deal with tomorrow, when you get there, you'll deal with those then. You're going to have something to deal with, but let's deal with today.
Yeah.
All right? And I want to ask you this. And there's a scripture that goes along with it. I'm not going to get to it this morning, but I want to ask you this because the Lord, he helped me with this. Because I do it too. I've done it before. I do it too. I get concerned about things in the future.
Yeah.
There's a scripture in there that says, what's it going to do if you think about it anyway? What's it going to change? If you worry about what's going to happen in the future, how is that going to help? It's not going to help. And so we have the ability to understand that, Lord, I've only got what you've given me. You've given me this day. You've given me this moment. And so, Lord Jesus, help me to win today, win this moment. And I'll worry about tomorrow, and I can't do anything. What can you do about yesterday? Anybody got a time machine in their pocket this morning?
No?
You can't do anything about yesterday.
True.
May God help us. Enemy tries to overwhelm us. He tries to speed us up. And remember, he's trying to get us to become impatient. He's trying to wear on our confidence and our faith and our trust and confidence in God. And thereby we become double-minded and we can make a choice that is unpleasing to God. It's in the wrong direction. And then our souls, our very souls, can become in jeopardy. May God help us this morning by the grace and help of God. What is 1 Peter 5 and 7? Anybody know that by heart? 1 Peter 5 and 7. I'll get casting. Go ahead. Somebody.
Casting all your cares on him, for he cares.
Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. I want to encourage you this morning to cast your cares upon the Lord. God cares for you, and what that means is when he cares for you, he's going to do something about it.
Yeah.
Many times he's done something about it already. You just don't know it because you haven't cast it on him yet. Want me to say that again?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the Lord has already given the answer. The blessing is already there, but we're holding on to the care because we're not ready to let it go yet. May God help us. Help me, Lord, to give it to you so I can get what I need. May God help us. And all that time that we're holding on to that care, that old enemy is on us, isn't he? He's bothering us. He's messing with us. And we could literally, we can give it to the Lord and say, Lord, if you do something about it now, that's okay. But if you do something about it in the future, that's okay too. You know what you're doing. I'm going to let you do what you need to do. Because I can't do nothing about it no way. Right? But if I hold on to it, then the devil can take it and he can really manipulate our minds and he can work with us. So may God help us to cast our cares upon the Lord. He cares about us. All right? All right. The chorus of the song, One Day at a Time, it says, one day at a time. I'll try to quote the first portion and then we'll just go over the chorus. It says, I'm only human. I'm just a man. Lord, help me to be what I can be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take. Teach me to take. One day at a time. And then the chorus says, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Somebody get Lamentations 3 and 22 and 23. If you know it by heart, go ahead and say it. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Why? His compassion fell not. And how many times is it renewed? They're new. And then what does it say? Great is thy faithfulness. All right. And so we sometimes think that because of the things that we're doing is that's why things are going so well. But this scripture is letting us know it's because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassions fail not. You understand? They're new every morning. All right, remember, one day at a time. I'm going to get, the Lord had mercy on me this morning, and he's got his grace and mercy for me for this day, and then tomorrow he'll give me some more. You see what I'm saying? Great is thy faithfulness. All right, so if God gives you a day, then along with that, you know that he's got some grace and mercy for you today, and so rely upon that. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength, all right? So just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. I've got two scriptures in conjunction with this portion of the song, Isaiah 41 and 10 and Isaiah 40 and 31. Isaiah 41 and 10, please.
Fear thou not.
Yes.
I am with you.
Yes. All right.
I am thy God.
All right.
I will strengthen
you. All right.
Yea, I will help thee.
Yes.
Yea, I will uphold thee.
Yes.
Right hand of my righteousness.
Yes, amen. And so it says here, it says, don't be afraid. He says, I'm with you. Don't be dismayed. I'm your God. I will strengthen you. Tell me what else you're going to need than this. I'll strengthen you. I'll uphold you with my righteous right hand. May God help us this morning. You don't have to be afraid. Just give me the strength. God's going to give us the strength. He just told us he's going to strengthen us.
Yeah.
All right. What does it say in Isaiah 40 and 31? They that wait. Yes.
Shall renew their strength.
All right.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
All right.
They shall run and not be weary.
All right.
They shall walk and not faint.
Amen. May God help us this morning. God's going to give us strength. He says he's going to renew our strength.
Yeah.
All right. So we don't have to worry about that. Give me the strength every day to do what I have to do. It says yesterday is gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine.
Right.
Somebody read for us Philippians 4 and 19. What does that say? How many?
According to all your needs.
All right.
According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen. It says, my God shall supply all thy needs. All your needs according to his riches in glory. We don't even know what God has for us, but we know that it's a lot and it's inexhaustible. God's grace and glory is inexhaustible, and he's promising here to supply everything that we need, all right? And so in Matthew 6 and 31 and 32, what does that say?
Therefore, take no thought, saying,
all right.
What shall we eat?
All right.
What shall we drink?
All right.
Or wherewithal shall we be clothed?
All right.
For after all these things do the Gentiles seek.
Yes.
For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things.
Amen. Amen. So God is going, he knows what we need. That's what it's saying here. And he's saying, don't worry about it. God's going to take care of you. All right. And so that way, take one day at a time. That's the other thing that he's saying here. And then the last portion here, it says, so for my sake. So yesterday is gone, sweet Jesus. Tomorrow may never be mine. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. And so God has promised to be a teacher to us. He said that his Holy Spirit is a teacher and it's a guide. All right. And so I want to encourage you this morning. Don't listen. Let me be clear with you. When I say we all need patience, I mean that. I definitely need more patience. And I need the Lord to help me and teach me some more to be what he would have me to be. Because the enemy's after my soul, just like he's after your soul. Yes. And if he can get us by it seems like, you know, I don't believe that impatience, I can say that it's a sin, but I can tell you that it's something that can be dangerous to us.
True.
Right?
Very true.
And so in your patience, possess ye your soul and learn to, by the help of the Lord, win the minute, win the moment, win the day, whatever it is that God gives you, win that. Keep your hand in God's hands. God is not going to fail you. He's going to be faithful unto you. I appreciate your time, your attention, your prayers for me. My desire is to be pleasing unto the Lord. You pray for me, I'll continue to pray for you.